Emily, we've gathered here at the Peoria Farm Show, annual event here in Peoria, Illinois, here with the University of Illinois Extension, talking with some folks, talking about some very important topics with some of the farmers that are on hand, kind of focused on mental health resources right now.
Yeah, you know, these are definitely challenging times that we're in, and we want to make sure that farmers are getting the resources that they need. So through the Illinois Extension, we actually offer free mental health vouchers for farmers so they can go to a local professional and talk about the things that are stressing them. You know, farming is stressful even in a good year. So, you know, when we get into these challenging economic times, it's even more important to that we take that time for ourselves, you know, to reflect on how we're feeling about things and make sure that we're getting the resources that we need.
You mentioned, you know, farming stressful in a good year, and I would say a lot of folks, even if they had good years in the field, the economic side of things not very good right now.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's something that we're keeping an eye on. There were some recent blog posts that have come out from the Farm Coach blog that one of my coworkers does, kind of comparing the economic times that we're in now to what happened back in the 80s. And it looks like right now, you know, we're not quite at that point, but you know, it's something to watch out for. I know everybody's stressed right now. I'm definitely, you know, getting put on meetings where we're talking about how we can meet farmers' needs, how we can talk about managing their farms, you know, during economic difficulties and maintaining that profitability.
With some of the resources that are out there for producers, can you talk about those, how folks access them, things like that?
Yeah, so if you're looking specifically for that farm business, farm management side of things, the go-to place is the FarmDoc website. They have resources about crop budgets, cash rent, all sorts of different tools that you can use to work the economics of your operation. If you're looking for general information, we have a bunch of blogs through the Illinois Extension website. Farm Coach and Farm Focus focus more on that economic side of things. My blog, Field Notes, tends to focus more on conservation practices, but a lot of my coworkers have blogs that focus on a lot of different things. We have great podcasts, and there's a lot of great resources on the Illinois Extension website.
So reach out for those resources, kind of help maybe make things a little more easier, for lack of a better term, on the farm. But when it comes to the mental health side of thing and getting to those resources, how can folks reach out there?
Yeah, so there is the North Central Farm and Ranch Stress Assistance Center. Their website has information with some different hotlines that you can reach out to. If you're, you know, going through a crisis, you know, experiencing a difficult time, need someone to talk to, you can text HOME to 741-741. They're available 24/7 to help you out. You know, we don't want something that's a stressful time to become an even more difficult situation.
Are you seeing more requests for resources through Extension?
We definitely are. Everyone's, you know, stressed right now. Everyone's worried about what's going on. I think the past year has been really challenging for a lot of people. And, you know, farmers are a suffer in silence kind of type. So when they start, you know, expressing these concerns to me or admitting that, you know, something's going on, that's when I start to get a little bit worried that we're looking at some bad times.
You mentioned, you know, the farmers are not kind of, you know, the quiet type. That's generalizations, obviously, but it probably is one of the big things is, you know, just friends and family, keep an eye out for folks.
Definitely. Reach out to the farmers in your life. Check in on them. See how they're doing. We can get really isolated when we live in these rural areas, when our neighbors are farther away. You know, and you want to make sure that the farmers in your life are doing well. Yeah.
Yeah, so definitely reach out, keep an eye on folks. And Emily, you mentioned that you're working on some programming coming up. I want to talk about those a little bit.
Definitely. So in Illinois Extension, we have our agronomy summits coming up this winter. We're offering 8 different summits all across the Illinois, and I'm hosting the one in Oglesby on February 5th. I'm also working on a series of programs all about conservation practices that'll be in my local area. I'm also doing a mental health and healthy eating program in March. So these are definitely, you know, topics that are on my mind and a need that I feel like I need to meet with my local community.
Folks want to keep up with some of that programming, head to the Extension website?
Yes. Visit go.illinois.edu/agronomy summits for more info about the agronomy summits. Or you should plug our website. I don't know what the quick link is.
Just head to the extension website, Google Peoria Extension. You can find it, right?
Yes, Google Peoria Extension, Google whatever county you're in, and Illinois Extension, and that website will pop right up.
Very good. Emily, appreciate the time as always. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.